Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, let us talk about hearing God. It is so important to hear God. The problem with that is that we think we will only be able, or we can only hear God in a certain way. Many times, people are waiting to hear God's audible voice. And even though that is possible and it is a beautiful experience, there are many ways to hear God. We need to be open. We need to open our hearts and open our spirits to the different ways of hearing God. When we hear God, we will find Him in everything. We will be open to receive from Him when He speaks. Now, there are so many ways to hear God, as I said. Firstly, God speaks to the spirit of man. God speaks to us through His Word. And that is why it's so important to read the Bible. God also speaks to us through our spirit, where there is a knowing that we know that we know we need to do that. Now, these are kind of things that we need to train ourselves in understanding God's voice, understanding His presence, in order for us to get to a place of knowing that God is speaking. If we don't do that, we become people who fabricate things in our minds and we say that God has spoken. And that is why when we come to this kind of thing, we need to step into God. We need to understand that God is moving us into a deeper place. Now, you may be finding yourself in a situation where you are saying, I'm desperately trying to get an answer from God. The only way that is going to happen is when you quiet yourself, is when you become someone that God is taking you and making you and molding you into what He knows you need to be. So it's important that we live a life that is constantly quiet and our minds are focused on God completely. Only then will we get to a place where we can say we heard God or we are hearing God. God is a God that works with us as human beings, and everything that He does is for our benefit and our growth. Now, look at your life right now. Understand where you find yourself in. Understand where you are going to. Understand who you are. And when you do that, you will get to a place where you know how God speaks to you. There are many things that we may leave out in life, or we may miss if we don't hear God. Living life and living your life is a lot about hearing God, is a lot about taking the instructions from Him so that you can do better, not just for yourself, but for the people that He has given you. It is important to live in this state of mind so that we can start giving unto others the way God wants us to give. This day, I want to remind you that David lived a life that was dedicated to God. He was in the field when he would hear God. He was in the field with sheep when God would speak to him and things would happen. Also, when you begin to look at various people within the Bible, Mary had to hear God. God spoke to her about Jesus, but she had to hear God. She could have thought that there's something wrong with her, but hearing God allows us to follow through with His promises. Hearing God allows us to move into a different dimension. Joseph had to hear God, and he became second in charge. Daniel heard God and served many pagan kings. Esther had to hear God, and she saved an entire nation. So you see, hearing God is not just hearing God for fun. It is important that we hear Him, because it's in hearing Him that we make a difference. It's in hearing Him that we become a difference. It's in hearing Him that we change the lives of people around us. And this day I want to remind you that it is so important to hear God in all that we do. It is important to hear God in all that we do. Samuel, when he was a toddler, he started hearing God. When he was a child, he heard God. And why did this happen to him? Because there was an opening, a gap for God to speak. Many times within our lives, we fill our lives with so many things. We become so busy that we actually delete the voice of God. We block it from our lives because we make sure that the schedules that we have planned are so much that God doesn't have space to talk. When we don't have a life of listening to God, our lives become empty. Our lives get filled with all the other things that should not be part of our lives. It's important that we find ourselves in a place of hearing God. Only then, can we step into the fullness of our destiny, and we can awaken the destiny of others. God is waiting for you to listen. God is waiting for you to take His hand. God is waiting for you to incline your ear. God is waiting for you to become, so that He can become through you in others. Everything is important with God, and it is the Spirit of God that will lead you into places of depth. Get ready to hear the voice of God and let Him lead you into all truth. This is when you begin to make a difference. Let us pray. Father, I ask You in Jesus' name to lead me into all truth. Open the eyes of my understanding. Open my heart and let me hear You, Father, so that I may become completeness, so that I may become wholeness, so that I may become the voice of God. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. I will be back next week again. For now, God bless and take care.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.